Good Thursday morning to you. It's 8:11. We're looking at 69 degrees, and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We'd love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1. How about on AM 1340? That's the mothership, the OG of our station. So good morning to you on that platform, as well as those who are listening on the free WRHI app. WRHI.com is also another option on the menu. And if you still are hungry and you want to see this wonderful program, radio program on television, check out CN2. That's on Caporium Cable Channel 102. And then, of course, we're on all of your major social media platforms. Search CN2 and or WRHI. It all funnels in to the same place. Once a month, we check in with our friends at York Technical College about what's happening there on campus. We have Marie Faulkner joining us today. She is the program director for the health and safety program at York Tech. And good morning to you, Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's explain to our audience what that means. So who falls and what falls underneath your umbrella?
So I'm the program director for paramedic, advanced EMT, and EMT training, as well as phlebotomy, medical billing and coding, and several other programs that are in our continuing education department.
Everything you just said there, though, when you think of healthcare, everyone has to know or understand how fantastic that you're able to offer and train through it's continuing education.
Yes.
Are you seeing all walks of life come through, from young to old, that are trying to just, you know, sharpen their tool, as we like to say?
Absolutely. We have students who range from high school age, high school seniors who are currently in EMT classes, all the way up to folks who are returning back to work and volunteering in their 70s. So it's a pretty cool opportunity to see students come through like that.
Gosh, how big is your program? Like, how big is it? And then how long is the class, like the program itself?
Right. So EMT is a 16-week program, hybrid. Majority of the time they do it a hybrid format. And we currently have 85 students in our EMT program. We are starting another 40 this summer, and we'll probably have about 60 or so this fall. So it's a pretty successful program. We train about 30 advanced EMTs a year, and right now we have 8 paramedic students. So it's a pretty robust program. I'm really proud of it because it's been a real big labor of love for me.
Well, something to be proud of. Again, you're getting so many folks out there to be the next first line defense. Is there a lot of practical, you know, they get the education and then the field work, or is that part of this hybrid model where they get to go out and actually hands-on learn?
Absolutely. Of course, they have labs where they learn a lot of the skills and assessment techniques and things like that. But they go out in the field. EMTs do at least 24 hours of ride time with local agencies. And advanced EMTs are doing about 100 hours of ride time. And our paramedics do over 700 hours of clinical and field time.
Wow.
So, Marie, it sounds like a lot of folks are interested in this profession, in this career, but I assume that the turnover rate and just people, I mean, it's a lot thrown at them day in and day out. Is there a turnover in the industry itself, or is that starting to change?
There is. There's definitely turnover. One of the largest, I guess, barriers would be pay, which is getting so much better in the most recent years. But there is still a large need for EMS workers all over the state of South Carolina and really all over the country. So I'm really happy to see as many students coming through, going out into the field, doing it. I'm very passionate about EMS. It's near and dear to my heart. So I'm glad to see others go out there doing it as well.
Well, you're not only the program director. When you have spare time, you are also still a working EMT.
You're out there riding around.
Yeah, I work a couple times a month. I work at Chester County EMS as a paramedic, and I do field training as well because I love having students on the truck with me. I like to teach them the lay of the land and how to go out there and take care of patients.
If I was a student and got assigned with her, I would think I'd hit the jackpot because not only am I, you know, actually learning with the best of the best, but then you get to take that back and apply it. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun.
Marie Faulkner is the program director for health and safety over there at York Technical College. So Marie, there is an event that's happening. It's called it is, first of all, you've got EMS Day that's yes. taking place. So if you can bring us up to speed on that, as well as Stop the Bleed and what that looks like. So if you want, you could start with either one of those two.
Absolutely. So every third week in May is EMS week. This year is a big deal because it's our 50th anniversary for EMS as a profession. And so EMS week is something to celebrate and honor our folks out in the field that are taking care of us every day. This year on May 23rd, we're going to be holding a Stop the Bleed training day, which coincides with National Stop the Bleed Day, as well as a program to honor our EMS folks who work in our communities here.
So Marie, when we think about Stop the Bleed, is this, I think we talked earlier, is this tourniquet training? What does this really look like for Stop the Bleed?
So the training is about an hour long, and people learn techniques for stopping all types of bleeding. So using direct pressure, different types of techniques of packing wounds, and really the major idea is to recognize life-threatening bleeding, to stop it, and of course we do teach tourniquet. We have a really cool opportunity for folks who participate to receive a tourniquet that they're going to go home with and learn how to use it. So I think it's a really cool opportunity for folks.
Marie, the Stop the Bleed event on May the 23rd, is that open to folks in the community?
It is, yes. We are holding two trainings. Our goal is to train 200 folks in our community on how to stop the bleed. They'll receive a certificate. There are two sessions, one from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. and one from 4 to 5 p.m., 100 people per session, and we're going to train them how to do this life-saving techniques.
I mean, this should be right up there totally. With your CPR training. Everybody should go through this.
Absolutely.
And for folks to sign up or to register, just need to go to York Tech's website, social media pages?
Yeah, their social media as well as their website. There is a spot on York Tech News for people to go and sign up for the training.
And it's free.
It's free, 100% free.
I mean, why not?
I mean, to Alex's point, CPR, we need to always know how to do, and a refresher course if it's been some time. And sadly, in the time we live in, we do encounter we encounter situations where people are seriously injured. And
absolutely.
And if you can
save a life
or stop the bleeding, or at least get them immediate help so when the professionals arrive, that could literally save their lives.
Absolutely. When we get there, a lot of times people already have stepped in and started caring for the patients, which is really helpful to us, in the field, because there is the opportunity for folks to potentially pass away before we get there. So having bystanders step in and start, life-saving measures does make a huge difference in the outcome of the patient.
Well, Marie, you certainly are passionate about the work of EMS. Where did that passion come from?
I have several family members who are in EMS, but it was kind of I accidentally fell into it to some degree. I did my training in Charlotte at CPCC as an EMT. I've been doing this for about 10 years now. And then I got my paramedic certification the following year up in North Carolina as well. And I've been working in this community for over 7 years now, and I truly love what I do. The longer I stay in it, the more passionate I am about it. And I love that I have the opportunity to teach other folks to go out there and do the same thing, because I can only, touch so many lives. And I think it's even greater to allow others to go out there and do that as well.
Oh, so boy, special. We are in some good hands here in yes. York County, and especially there on the campus of York Technical College. Marie Faulkner is her name. She, again, is the program director for health and safety there at York Technical College. That Stomp the Bleed event, which is, again, a free event, but you need to act now, because once those spots fill up, that's it. It's going to be on Thursday, May the 23rd. I think that's a Thursday. Yep, Thursday, May the 23rd. There's a 1 to 2 p.m. session and a 4 to 5 p.m. session. Go ahead and scan the QR code on the website or social media channels there on York Technical College's channels, and support our EMS workers And please, if you hear them coming down the road and a big box truck with the sirens blasting and the lights flashing,
move get over. Yes.
I feel your pain.
Please, thank you.
In my car, I'm yelling at them to move over.
Get over, yes, people.
So I got you, Marie.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.